This is Dr. Lee getting follow-up progress note. Patient name, Eichelberger, E-I-C-H-E-L-B-E-R-G-E-R, Eichelberger, John, J-O-H-N, date of birth, 11-25-1957, date of service, 12-22-2023, place, future care, Charles Village. Patient seen today as a follow-up in the sub-Q rehab. Patient has been doing well. He denies any headache, dizziness, cough, no congestion, no fever, feeling generalized weakness. His blood pressure is 106 over 58, pulse 60, temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%, body weight 166.2 pounds. Headache, hemocephalic, eyes anectaric, no ear and is a discharge. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs. Clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, not involved in past extremity, bilateral, chronic dermatitis changes, both legs, chronic changes, and no cough tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, reentered M3. Assessment, patient is admitted to sub-Q rehab, the status post hospitalization. With substance abuse, opiate abuse, fentanyl and opiate, and altered mental status. The patient was initially seen in Grace Medical Center, subsequently sent to Sinai Hospital. The patient was managed, CT had no acute stroke, electrolytes, labs monitored, CBC monitored, patient was seen by GI because CT's finding there was a suspected gastric necrosis. That was the result. They recommended EGD to be done in 4 weeks. No evidence of active bleeding and protonics were advised to give 4 weeks. Today when I saw the patient, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. An examination, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented, cooperative, no bleeding. Next line. Poly substance abuse. Next line. History of diabetes, next line, history of bilateral cataract with visual impairment, next line, vitamin D deficiency, next line, history of pyoderma gangrenosum. History of gastric necrosis are imaging finding, but EGD, no active bleeding noted, and they have recommended follow-up EGD in 4 weeks, and they advise PPI. Patient also has a recent GI bleed, has a small distal PE. Anticoagulation was not advised because of recent GI bleed. Lab WBC 7.07, hemoglobin 9.9, marker 31.5, sodium 140, potassium 4.7, cholesterol 107, CO2 27, B1 13, cadmium 1.03, calcium 8.2, AST 31, ALT 14. Patient is stable, continue PTOT, continue local skin care, discuss with the nursing staff. Thank you.